Okay, so let's start on the next part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that, again, kol halomed Torah lishma, anyone that learns Torah lishma, which we explain what lishma means, zoyche ledvarim harbe. He's zoyche to many things. And we said, what are the many things? It's all the things that you would think of shaloi lishma. It's all the things that you would think that, you know, are shaloi lishma, and he's zoyche to those things. And we said, the entire world's worth it for him. So we explained yesterday, what does that mean? The whole world is kedai for him. It means he's holding up the whole entire world. He's holding up the whole world by doing this, right? By learning Torah lishma. He is holding up the world. And that's what we said last time. The world would not be able to survive without Torah. V'loyoid. Then he says, Nikra Re'a Ahuv. He is called a Re'a, a friend. And he's called Ahuv. He's called beloved. Oyev Esamakom. And he's called that he loves Hashem. So now Rabbi Chaim V'Lozhin explains that Oyev Esamakom, that makes sense. He loves Hashem because by learning Torah, right? Learning Torah. So he clearly loves Hashem. And he'll explain that a little bit more, a little further. But what does it mean, Re'a? What does it mean, Re'a Ahuv? What does that mean? It's a beloved friend. Okay? So he says, first of all, you are a friend to the whole world. Why? Because of you, the world is existing. Because of you, the world exists. So therefore, really, everyone should love you. You should be beloved to everybody. Because since you're holding up the world, and it's because of you that the world is existing, so therefore, you are Re'a Ahuv now. You are beloved to the entire world. Okay? So that's what it means, Re'a Ahuv. Since you are holding up the whole world, so therefore, you are a Re'a. You are a friend of Hashem, and you are holding up the whole world together with Hashem. So you are a beloved friend. Okay. Now, can everyone hear me? Sound is good? Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Second of all is like this. Then he says, why is it called Ahuv? So he says amazing pshat. He says, we would think maybe the primary thing that we want is to love Hashem. He says, no. The thing that you're looking for is not just to love Hashem, it's that Hashem should love you. You want to do something that should make you beloved to Hashem. So by learning Torah, you are Re'a Ahuv. Ahuv is not Ohev. Ohev is the verb, you love. Ahuv means you are beloved. You are beloved to Hashem. The primary thing a person looks for is to be beloved to Hashem, is that Hashem should love him. And therefore, by learning Torah, you are becoming beloved to Hashem. Okay? So he says, Hashem is not going to love you if you don't keep the mitzvos. But he says, what really is Re'a Ahuv? He says, does anyone recall another place where you find the term Re'a Ahuv? Where does that sound familiar? Any ideas? Sheva Brachos, exactly. We say, Sameach Tesamach, Re'im Ha'ahuvim. So Hashem should be Mesameach, the Chasen and Kala together, as they are Re'a Ahuvim. They are beloved Re'im. They are friends that are beloved to one another. What does that mean? That means that each one is not just looking that he should love the spouse. They are looking to become one in the sense that they are beloved to one another. Right? So he says, in general, in other words, a Re'a, a friend, is someone that you love. That's my friend. I love him, you know. But a marriage is not just you love the friend. It's Re'im Ahuvim. You also want to be beloved to your friend. If I have a friend that I like going to play golf with, I don't care if he likes playing golf with me. As long as he comes, then I'm fine. I enjoy it. I'm having a good time. And he never said no yet. So as long as he doesn't say no, I couldn't really care less if he enjoys it. I want to enjoy it, and he's my friend. So he's my friend. I want him to love it. I want to have a good time. And that's what a Reya is. He's my friend. We're not looking for the mutual back and forth. But by marriage, I'm not just looking that I should want to be in the marriage. I want to be ahuv. I want that in the marriage, it's not just about the friendship. It's about that we should both want to be in it. I should love and I should be loved. I should be beloved to the spouse. So we say re'im, friends, but not just friends that I enjoy the friendship. Ahuvim, we should love each other. Right? There should be mutual relationship there. So he says, that's what a Reya Ahuv is. A Reya Ahuv is a beloved friend. So since a Reya Ahuv is a beloved friend, so the Ruach Haim says that's what it means. When you learn Torah Lishma, it says Nikra Reya Ahuv. You are called a Reya, a friend that is beloved by Hashem. What does that mean? It means you've entered into such a close relationship with Hashem that you are no longer just interested in yourself. That I want to have a good, I want to enjoy it. No, you want him to enjoy it also. It's becoming one. We want to enjoy each other's company. So just like a marriage, you want to enjoy each other's company. You don't want just to be one-way street. Oh, I enjoy it. Now, you know, listen, she didn't ask to get divorced yet, so it's going good. You know, it's fine. That's not the point. The point is that you should want to be together. So he says, that's the same thing. The more they're together, the more they want to be together and love each other. So to someone that's osik in Torah, shekozman she'adam osik boy yoiser b'tmidus. The more a person learns, gamma term is dabekis boy yoiser. Then he becomes more connected to the Torah, and therefore, and since he's more connected to the Torah, therefore he now becomes a reya ahuv to the Torah, because not only does he love learning, but the Torah loves him. So now, this is that relationship, Torah Lishma. But let's say you learn Torah Shaloi Lishma. You're learning Torah for your ulterior motives. So you're learning Torah to become rich. You're learning Torah to get a good shidduch. You're learning Torah because you want to get a good job. You're learning Torah for COVID. So you love Torah because it's getting you a good job. But the Torah doesn't love you because you're using the Torah for its own purpose. So you're not Reya Ahuv. You're Reya. You love the Torah, but the Torah doesn't love you. So to reach this level of Reya Ahuv, you have to learn the Torah Lishma. You have to learn the Torah for the sake of the Torah. Okay? Avalim chas v'shalom, kavanosu l'shem kavod or parnasa, bevadei hu oivis ha-Torah, kuhi parnasaso. Of course you love Torah, it's your parnasa. I mean, look, yeah, Torah is great, it's a great job, you know? You get a lot of perks, you know, you get some kavod, you get good aliyahs, you get shlishi, you get a ser sediburis, they call you up for the az yasher, you know? It's gishmak, you know? But then the Torah doesn't love you. Aval ha-Torah eina oheves oso. Okay, to the point that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that Hakoyre Pasuk Va'oisa Oisakim in Zemer, someone that reads Psukim and makes them into a song, the Torah goes up to Hashem and he says, look what they did to me, they made me into a song. So what's so bad about that? You're supposed to enjoy learning. You're supposed to enjoy it. No, it means you're making it that you enjoy it. You turned it into a song for yourself. You enjoy it, but you care about what the Torah thinks about you, or you only care about what you think about the Torah? It's enjoyable for you. Yeah, it's good reading material, I enjoy it, but do you care what the Torah thinks about you? That's the point. So the Torah Lishma is when you not only care about what the Torah says, but you care about, you don't care about yourself, and that the Torah is good for you, but you care that you're good for the Torah, and that the Torah should want to have a relationship with you as well. And that's by learning Torah Lishma for the right reasons. Okay? The Amar Reya Ahuv. The Amar Reya Ahuv. That Reya Ahuv. Oyves Hamakim. Yitachin. Shapirish. Sheyachshav Ha'adam Shu Reya Ahuv. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Oyves Briyosev Amarachalim Bachazu. Machmas Eis Oyre Leo Oyves Hamakim. So he says the next step is first you love the Torah. But once you love the Torah, and now you have this relationship, the next thing is Hashem loves you also. Okay? Now, fine. That's what he says. Now, he says like this. Oh, Okay. Now, the next point in the Ruach Chaim, so that's this point. So that's what it means, Re'a Ahuv. Like I said before, when you read this Mishnah, you could run through it and just like, you know, every word, translate. He really gets into each word, Re'a Ahuv. What does each word mean? Then the next word is, Ohev Es HaMakom. You love Hashem. Now here, it's an interesting thing because we're referring to Hashem with the name Makom. Where else, does anyone sound familiar, where else do we refer to Hashem as Makom? Makom. By Avelus, we say HaMakom Yenachem Eschem, Hashem Shurim Micha. And also, at the Pesach Seder, we say HaMakom many times. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. By Dayenu, we say all the things that HaMakom did for us. We refer to Hashem as the Makom. What's Makom? Why is that the name of Hashem? Makom is the name of Hashem, which connotes He's the place of the world. In other words, He sustains the whole world. Nothing goes on in the world without Hashem. That's what the name Makom means. It means just like you can't have a house if you don't have a place to build it, right? Shlomo, right? You can't build a house, you don't have a place to build it, right? You gotta have your spot. You gotta have your plot. Right? So you can't build anything if you don't have a spot for it. So you can't build a world if you don't have a makom of the world. So where's the makom for the world? There's a planet sitting there, like floating in midair somewhere. What is the makom where Hashem built the world? The answer is there is the makom. Hashem is the makom. Hashem is the place where the whole world, Hashem is what allows the world to, Hashem created the world, He sustained the whole world. That's where the world is kind of resting, is on Hashem. So when we want to refer to Hashem with the power of that He controls the whole world, that He is the sustenance and the source of the whole world, we say He's the Makom. That's why on Pesach, when we're talking about Hashem in the context of controlling the world, always, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the Seder, we always refer to Him as a Makom. That's what Matisyahu Solomon said. That we, in the Pesach Seder specifically, we refer to him as the Makom. And that's why we also say, HaMakom Yenachem Eschem, because in the context of Avilus, we're saying Hashem really controls everything. It comes from Hashem. And you'll soon understand how this fits into the plan of the world. And, you know, in Mitzvah Hashem, through the Makom, you'll get a Nechama. But he says here, that's how he explains. He says, Yadua. I'll just read how he says it here. He says, Yadua, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Mekoy Moshel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the place for the whole world. Ukmoy HaMakom Soivel Davar Shemunach Olav. Just like the Makom, it sustains everything which is on it. Ken Kav Yochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikayim V'Soivel Kol HaOlam HaSolyonim V'Tachtoinim. Hashem Sovel, a porter, someone that carries things on his shoulder, is called a Sabal. He holds things on his shoulders. Hashem is carrying the whole world. Okay? Now, when a person becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, that allows the person, so he says like this, Ha'oisek b'Torah l'shma, gamkin hu mekayim es ha'olam. So you are also sustaining the world when you learn Torah l'shma. So when you learn Torah l'shma, you now become connected with the shame of Hashem, of Makom, because you're also part of the Makom, because the Torah now rests on you too. Just like the Torah rests on Hashem, but it rests on you when you're learning. So you are now Ohev Es HaMakom. You are also a love Hashem. You're also connected to the Makom of Hashem. So it's now not just Hashem creating the world and holding it up. You're also holding it up. So therefore, it's learning Torah Lishma makes you Ohev Es HaMakom. Means I love that. I love the Makom, and I'm connected to that Makom because I'm also part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan of holding up the world. So therefore, he says, "Lachen nikra oiv es hamakom esabrias v'zesha maracha kachu mesameach es hamakom ki roitze b'kiyumam." And that's why it's mesameach Hashem, and that's why it makes Hashem happy, because someone is participating in his. Imagine you have a builder is building a world, building something, and someone comes along and says, "I'll offer you some help." You know, so that he's appreciative, right? You know, you like my project. So when a person comes and starts holding up the world, Hashem says, "Oh, I love this guy. He's helping out with this project." So therefore, the next step is he's misameach es hamakom. The makom is happy because now he doesn't have to hold it up all of himself. We are joining him in holding it up. Okay? So, anyway, So that's the story. Those are the few, those are the nekudas that he speaks about here tonight. Okay? So again, if you read back to the first Mishnah, as we go along, you'll see every word over here, how it, what it was referring to, what it means. So, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Oisik Bataru Lishma. What's Lishma? We discussed Zochel Dvarim Harbe. Why doesn't it specify? What's the Harbe? Because it, you can't specify. It's everything. V'lo Oud Ela Shekol Olam Kuli Kedai Hulai. The whole world is worth it for him. He's holding up the world. Nikra Reya. He's a friend. He loves the Torah. But he's Reya Ahuv. Because the Torah, he wants the Torah to love him too. Because he's learning it Lishma. And Oiv is Hamakom. He loves Hashem, but not just Hashem, the Makom. Specifically, that Midah of Hashem, that Hashem is the Makom, where the world sustains the world, and this person is part of that plan. Okay? Shkoyach, everybody. Está bien, Moises? Bien? Está bien? Good. Thank you, Adam. Good. Adam, good. Good job, Adam. Nice to see you. Okay, good night, everyone. Shlomo, it's been a pleasure. Do you remember... Shlomo, I was at your... Good night. We'll see you all.